It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, Monday afternoon's crop progress, crop condition ratings report continues to show a crop that is well advancing as far as crop development stages are concerned, but one that is not showing good conditions, especially the Western Corn Belt and Northern Plains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the crop condition ratings.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. Professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, Monday afternoon's crop progress report continues to show a crop that is advancing ahead of average pace. Looking at corn in the dough stage as of August 23rd, it was at 86% versus 82% average. Dent was at 45% complete versus 41% average, while mature corn in the mature stage was at 6%. That's equal to the five-year average. But the surprise came in crop condition ratings for corn. Corn conditions dropped a surprisingly 3% down to 57% good to excellent. That was 2% less than expected by the trade. Looking at the numbers, Illinois dropped by 1%. We did see Minnesota drop by 2%. Nebraska was down by 4%. North Dakota dropped by 7% to be at a 26% for good to excellent. Pretty poor rating for North Dakota right now. Ohio dropped by 5% and South Dakota dropped by 2%. So again, the majority of the issues continue to be in the Western Corn Belt and the Northern Plains. 91% of the soybeans were setting pods. That's compared to 88% average. Dropping leaves is at 6% versus 4% average. And like corn, surprisingly, soybean conditions declined by 1% to 60% good to excellent. That was 1% more than expected by the trade. Looking at the numbers there, we did see Illinois and Indiana remain unchanged, while Iowa lost 1%, Minnesota lost 2%, North Dakota, again, dropped 7% to be 27% good to excellent. We did see Ohio lose 3% and South Dakota lose 3%. Looking at as far as wheat harvested for winter wheat is wrapped up, but spring wheat harvest was at a rapid pace of 62% complete versus 52% average. That was 5% above expectations, and that has put a little pressure in on the wheat market. Conditions, though, did see a drop of 1% to 51% good to excellent, with North Dakota dropping 5% to be at 39% good to excellent. Overall, this report was friendly to the grains as we continue to see a crop that is deteriorating in crop ratings, but one that is advancing rapidly in crop conditions.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.